Through Leo Nesto's presentation, we have all just been taken through the countryside of Nepal, seen images and faces of the peasants, guerrillas, students, and the survivors of those martyred during the civil war there. We have also heard what the U.S. government and Nepal monarchy are doing in an attempt to crush this righteous uprising, and along with it, the aspirations of people worldwide who are seeking a better world. In Nepal, we are witnessing a majority of people who have been living in torturous misery, rising up in a genuine people's war where the very oppressed people themselves have taken history into their own hands. A people who have the courage to actually take their destiny into their own hands and fight back against their oppressors. The Nepal monarchy has tried to stop the people from rising up by unleashing its police forces and the Royal Nepalese Army against them. The people there are facing arbitrary arrests, torture, rape, disappearances, and executions at the hands of these oppressors. But even against such criminal conditions, the people's war has shown to the people within Nepal and to the people of the world, to the oppressed people and to the oppressors, that it is possible to fight for liberation and win major victories over their enemies. They have shown what the people are capable of when constructing a new society based on radically new ideals and new principles. Ideals and principles that serve the interests of the people and not of profits. Who is always revealed by their criminal repression of a people who are fighting for liberation or against injustice, as we see in Palestine, Iraq, the Philippines, Peru, anywhere, where the people are making their opposition to injustice known? Who is it that's always deems these troublemakers who refuse to be exploited as terrorists? All over the world, people are fighting back against a trend that is dangerously building into an empire, a U.S. empire. The People's War in Nepal is part and parcel of this rising torrent of people's struggles around the world. These struggles of resistance demonstrate that another world is possible, and it's happening worldwide and in Nepal. In the midst of fighting against outrageous injustice here, it is enlightening for people here in this country to know about the fact that 10,000 miles away, there are people in Nepal who are fighting in the battlefield and winning. The struggle there has a leadership that is providing the people with a vision, inspiring them to take on the imperialist monsters who are waging war against the people of the world. For this, our sisters and brothers in Nepal are under attack, and we will not let this happen. We can't let the criminals who are waging repression and genocide against the people's war label this genuine liberation struggle as terrorism. On top of this demonization, the media whiteout of this inspiring struggle is consistent with how the struggles worldwide are kept from us. The New York Times cannot be relied upon to get the truth about the revolutionaries in Nepal, and at least to let us know what they're doing there. The People's War in Nepal inspires us and will inspire millions more around the world. You all listen to Lee's stories today, stories of peasants taking the lands that they work, of women throwing off traditional roles and liberating themselves. We get a glimpse of the hopes and aspirations of the Nepali people and their beautiful struggle to make it real. We cannot let them get away with the lies and slander about this struggle. We feel that we should get together to put out the truth about this genuine liberation struggle of the Nepali people, to refute the lies and slander of all those who want the people in Nepal to remain chained in their lives today, to oppose the escalation of brutal repression in Nepal and the direct and indirect intervention by the U.S. and other foreign governments. As the people's war rages, it is our responsibility as people who are living here to prevent the U.S. government from intensifying its attempts to crush the people's war. People around the world are rising up against injustice and for liberation. In Nepal, millions of people are participating in this, and in the process, they are building a new society for themselves. The people of the world can and must have the right to do this. We will especially prevent this U.S. government from taking that away from us. What should we do in this country when they demonize this precious liberation struggle? What does it mean when Colin Powell, when visiting Nepal last year, says, quote, "You have a Maoist insurgency that's trying to overthrow the government, and this really is the kind of thing that we are fighting against throughout the world," end quote. What is our responsibility? We feel that our responsibility is to politically mobilize against this. Many people there are involved in the struggle, and only a few people know this. We are going to tell the truth of what's happening there, what's happening here, thereby making it difficult for its enemies to slander and attack it. We call on each of you inspired by what you saw today, to join us in this effort. If you are interested in joining us to help to make this happen, pull out the index cards that I mentioned to you earlier today. Write down their contact information and how you would like to get involved. Once you fill them out, hold on to them until the end of the program. There will be two organizers at the doors who will collect them as you leave the auditorium. We urge people to stay in touch with us through email. And that email address is on the programs as you came in. It's lead_visit_New York City or NYC at yahoo.com. They're listed on your programs. And we're going to hold a meeting in a few weeks. So check out the website that's also on the programs. And we'll see you then.